This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Arizona's Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs has defeated Republican Kari Lake in Arizona's race for governor. Hobbs' victory is key for Democrats in a presidential battleground state and a rebuke to a prominent election denier, although the closeness of the contest left the result up in the air for nearly a week. A record number of early ballots, 290,000, were dropped off on Election Day in Maricopa County, ballots which had to be processed in a more time-intensive manner that included signature verification. In Arizona, voters are essentially divided into thirds among Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. Lake is a MAGA firebrand and former local newscaster who closely linked her campaign to former President Donald Trump and his false claims of a rigged election in Arizona. Conversely, Hobbs, who as Secretary of State in 2020 vocally defended the state's election system and the accuracy of the count, ran a much quieter campaign that won over voters. After Hobbs' win was announced, Lake still pursued her false claims of election tampering. Hobbs' low-key approach during the campaign contrasted sharply with that of Lake, who seemed omnipresent on the trail. Lake's television charisma boosted her in the race, but did not appear to make up for voter concerns about her positions on the 2020 election and abortion rights, and how closely she aligned herself with the former president, who saw independent voters in the state abandon the Republican Party during his presidency, allowing Joe Biden to flip the once ruby-red state. Four Idaho College students were found dead near the University of Idaho campus on Sunday. The mayor of Moscow, Idaho, said the university students could have been victims of a property crime gone wrong or a crime of passion. The dead were identified as University of Idaho students Ethan Chapin, 20, Madison Mogan, 21, Zaina Kernodal, 20, and Kaylee Goncalves, 21. The students were discovered dead just before noon Sunday at an off-campus residence when officers responded to a report of an unconscious person. The city described them in a statement as homicide victims, but did not provide additional details. No suspect is in custody. Moscow, Idaho, is a rural city of roughly 25,000 people just east of the Washington state line. The relationships among some of the students were not clear. In an Instagram post on Saturday, Goncalves included an image of her and several friends, including Mogan. United States Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg on Monday announced that the department is assessing fines totaling $7.5 million against six airlines, and the DOT is ordering those airlines to pay $600 million in refunds to hundreds of thousands of customers who had been denied refunds. Buttigieg said, "When a flight gets canceled, passengers seeking refunds should be paid back promptly. Whenever that doesn't happen, we will act to hold airlines accountable on behalf of American travelers and get passengers their money back. A flight cancellation is frustrating enough, and you shouldn't also have to haggle or wait months to get your refund," he said. Airlines are required to pay customers refunds when a flight is canceled for any reason, but often, in an effort to keep the cash, many airlines offer vouchers or credit for future travel instead of a refund. The airline's refusal to give passengers their money back has become a huge source of consumer complaints, especially during the early days of the pandemic when almost no one was flying. Complaints filed against airlines for refusing to provide refunds soared in 2020 to more than 89,000 complaints, up 57 times the usual number of just about 1,500 complaints. The airlines facing fines include just one U.S.-based carrier, Frontier, which is forced to pay $222 million in refunds and a $2.2 million fine. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.